This podcast replay is brought to you by Choice Mortgage Bank. Call Michael Kotze right now, 561-441-2730. State rates under 3.5%, 561-441-2730 for Choice Mortgage Bank.
Did you guys see the Jim Edmonds story? This is a funky story. I don't know if you have run into this story. Jim Edmonds is getting a very public divorce. That's the part about being famous. There, you know, a lot of people, you look at it and you say, well, this is, you know, a positive, being famous and being rich and all that, right? And of course, it's great to have money and to be able to take care of your family and have the best of anything, to be able to provide for your kids. That's one of the positives of it. There's no doubt about it. Now, there are negatives to being in the public eye. And when things happen to the normal person, you have a disagreement with your wife or your, you know, girlfriend or your kids or whatever, it kind of goes under the radar, right? Maybe you have you get audited by the IRS, or you have a car accident, or whatever it is. Nobody really finds out about it, right? But if you're in the public eye, they're going to find out about all kinds of things that you're involved in. And Jim Edmonds is obviously a guy that played baseball for a long time. I think a lot for the Cardinals and the Angels, if I remember correctly. He might have played for another team or two. I forgot at this point. But Edmonds was one of those guys you admired the way he played the game. He's the guy that would run into walls trying to catch a fly ball. He'd play at 1,000 miles an hour. Was a hell of a player. Okay, not a guy that's probably going to end up in the Hall of Fame, but a hell of a player.
Really good fantasy player, man,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, and here's a guy that is now having a very public divorce with his wife, Megan. Her name is Megan King, was Edmonds. And so there is an article that I was reading. It turns out that Megan and Jim are now getting a divorce, and Megan has accused Jim of having an affair with the children's nanny. This seems to happen a lot, right? That the husband ends up banging the nanny. I just got one thing for you guys out there, or for you ladies out there. Don't hire a hot nanny. I mean, that would be the first thing that I would do. Look, I don't want to cheat on my wife, but I don't want a hot nanny hanging around the house the entire time. That's kind of, you know, that's tempting as it is. Not that the hot nanny in my case would be interested in me, because I don't have any money.
So hire Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, exactly. I can't even afford a nanny. You know what I'm saying? So that wouldn't be a case for me, but I never understand these people that you do have the money for a nanny. Why are you hiring a hot nanny? That I don't understand. But anyway, for some reason, okay, it's gotten public now, and it says, Jim Edmonds told Us Weekly about their tendency to have threesomes. So now he's openly talking about he and his wife in a threesome. As far as threesomes go, there were more than a few initiated by Megan, and only Megan, Jim told Us Weekly on Monday. Megan then denies the accusation, goes, I never initiated anything, Megan says, 35, exclusively told Page Six. Now you go to the Page Six on the New York Post. I went along with things because I thought that's what he wanted. I wanted to feel as comfortable as possible. We only had one threesome and only once during our marriage, and that was with his current girlfriend. Well, you know how far your relationship has fallen that you turn to your wife and say, yeah, we need to have a threesome with the nanny. And if you're the wife and you're having a threesome with the nanny, you gotta know already at this point, you're not trying to make him feel comfortable. You're trying to just stay in the game because he's clearly moved on from you and he's got the nanny. But he'll have sex with you as long as it's with the nanny in the mix. Because it's the nanny that's really getting him going while he's having sex with you. Weird, isn't it? Now, the story goes on to say, there are two parts of this quote that are pretty crazy. One, that Jim Edmonds would lie publicly and who initiated the threesomes. Two, that Jim's current girlfriend was allegedly the third person in the threesome with Jim and Megan while they were still married. I mean, it's just, all of this is weird to me. One, that you would openly talk about your wife this way, that you would openly talk about threesomes. Anyway, she continued. She says, I think his attempt to sex shame me illustrates the vile mind of this man. And then it says, it's sick to break me down like this while I'm with all of our kids every day and night. And he's on day five of, you know, messing around Cabo with a former friend who's now going on shopping sprees with his new F buddy. Right? This is the mother of your children. You're sex shaming her. You're getting her into threesomes, and now you're talking about it publicly. Now, that's the part that's kind of twisted. It's tough enough to be famous because all of your dirty laundry becomes public. Like I told you earlier, you and I live a life that, you know, our things happen. It kind of happens behind the scenes. And most of you never find out about any of this. You're a person in the public eye. We're going to find out about all of this. But now you're also willing to come forward with even more details. More quotes from her. Megan says she welcomed the idea of having threesomes during the first year of marriage because she knew that Jim had a bad boy past and she wanted to have fun. I got to tell you something. It's pretty insulting if a guy is bringing up a threesome in any way, shape, or form to the wife, right? But, okay, I don't condone it either way. But if the guy brings up a threesome 10, 15, 20 years into your relationship, then, you know, maybe things have gotten boring. She doesn't do much. He doesn't do much, whatever it is. And they're looking to, you know, spicing it up a little bit or whatever, whether it's right or wrong or whatever. Not that I condone it, but I kind of understand those kind of people that fall into that rut. I got to tell you something for Megan. Just a message to her. If your husband's doing it in the first year of marriage, wow. That dude got bored with you quickly. I'm just saying. If you were thinking about the bad boy thing and you wanted to keep him happy or all of that, I just want to tell Megan that I think your thinking was way off there. Since I'm a guy, last time I checked, and guys do guy things, if you're asking your wife for a threesome inside that first year, wow, you are severely disappointed with your sex life with her. Okay? 10, 15, 20 years down the line, again, not right to do
it. Are you just trying to say she doesn't have game?
Obviously, something. Or he doesn't really love her that much anymore. He really doesn't care about her. You know, it's one of the two. He's bored with her one way or the other. But it's weird. Your first year, you're supposed to be having honeymoon sex, bro. You're like supposed to be having sex like on top of the microwave while it's on. You know what I mean? And that the first year, you're supposed to be going crazy having sex all over the place. Years 10 and 20, I kind of get it already at that point. I understand. Anybody that's been married for a long time, you know. But wow, year one?